Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we always talk about our weekends on Monday morning and what we did. So I have two exciting updates from the weekend. One, I got to see DZ. That was really exciting. Me, Owen, and Hudson got to go over there and give him a visit yesterday. And we actually had a lot of fun. It was a quick, short visit. The boys had not seen DZ yet since he had been out for his knee surgery. We're on week two. I will say, DZ looks better, you guys. I saw him on Thursday, and then I saw him again yesterday, and I thought, wow, in 3 days, you're already looking better and moving better. The first day, a lot of pain. Yesterday, still in pain. Moving better. I was very impressed because he cannot bend his knee. He can, but you know, he's trying not to. So he's got to keep his leg kind of straight. It's in a brace. It's really tricky. But DZ's doing good, you guys. I was very happy to see. He looks a little bit more happier in spirits. The other thing that I did this weekend, I wanted to mention hot dog day. Shout out to Hudson's school, Orchard Lane, because every year they have hot dog day. And it was on Friday again. It's at the end of the school year. It's become a tradition. And my kids love going and doing it. So Owen's now gone. He's in middle school. So it was just Hudson on Friday, but we get to go have lunch and it's called hot dog day. Done it every year that they've been in school. So that was exciting. And that was my weekend. Got to go to hot dog day with Hudson, which sounds really funny. If you listen to the show and hear us talk about hot dogs and donuts, the irony. But the other thing was that I also got to see DZ. So that was really, really exciting. And the whole family. I got to see Sammy and Danny and Aaron and everybody. So what did you guys do this weekend? Honestly, that's what I want to know. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking weekends, and what did you do this weekend? Because I said that not only did I get to go visit DZ and see him and the family, he's doing better after his knee surgery, but I also got to go to hot dog day at Hudson School, which was very, very exciting. So I have to bring her up first because I couldn't believe it. Where is she? I'm going to pull her up first. Karen in Tishigan actually knows about hot dog day. Stop it. Karen, stop it.
Well, back in the day, I was on the PTO, and I was the head of hot dog committee for 3 years straight.
Stop it! And for my kids, no way.
Yeah, the last year, this was many, many principles ago.
Yeah.
The last year, we almost ran out of hot dogs, and I said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, Hot Dog Day is a blast. Thanks for keeping it going at Owen and Hudson School, Karen.
They love it.
Because people don't know we're connected through that, through the school district of New Berlin, but you work for the school district, and Hot Dog Day is a blast with Owen, and we did Hudson on Friday.
Yeah, that was back when my kids were at Orchard Lane. I work in the district office now, so I don't work in the schools.
It's a fun day, though. All the parents get to come at lunch and have hot dogs with the kids and sit outside, and we get nice weather, and it's a fun activity at the end of school. But Karen, let's talk about the more important part. You just got back from Cancun.
Yeah, and now I'm going to work, Allie.
Ick.
I'm going to work.
Ickity ick. Horrible thing on a Monday. You know what, Karen? I'm so sorry. The good news is you're going to have Cancun weather. It's going to be almost 90 today if we're lucky.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That is one good thing.
Girl.
And we had a blast in Cancun, so it was good.
Well, good. Well, Karen, you know I love you. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you're back safe.
I love you.
Bye. All right. I want to go to Shaya and Wayland. Shaya, did I say that right? Hello, you guys.
Hi. It's Shaya and Wayland.
Shaya and Wayland. And you called and you said you're in what city this morning?
We are in Wabaca.
Okay, I had to Google this. Wabeka. You say it's right outside of Fredonia, and sure enough, it's right outside of Fredonia. How have I never heard of your city, you guys? Tell me more.
Okay, well, we are the birthplace of Flag Day, and this weekend we have a huge celebration on Sunday because Flag Day is coming up.
Oh, so next weekend is your celebration.
Yes.
Got it. So on Monday, I'm going to expect you guys to call back in and tell me all about Flag Day. What happens at this Flag Day in Wabaca?
Wabaca?
Oh, Wabaca. Yes, that's what I meant. There is
a little ceremony in the morning, and then there's a parade in the afternoon, and then later in the afternoon, there's a big celebration type thing with, this year we're going to have food trucks and all sorts of fun things and fun family
activities. This is a big deal. I see now.
And then fireworks.
Oh, and then fireworks. You guys are in Ozaukee County. Your population is 640 people, and you have a Flag Day celebration next Sunday. Well, that's very cool. Well, thanks for, I just learned about a new city or a new town. What is it? An incorporation?
Yeah. But Waylon wanted to tell you what he did this weekend.
Oh, Waylon. Hello, Waylon. How old are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm 8 years old, and I had a soccer game on Team White, and I won.
Woo! You know what? Just for that, I'm going to give you a cheering sound. Nice job, Waylon. Congratulations. Won the soccer game. We love to hear it. Congratulations. Hey, thank you guys for calling. I'm going to talk to you guys next Monday, okay?
All right, we'll call back.
I'm looking forward to it to hear all about Flag Day. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. So cute. Carl is next in Indy. Carl, good morning.
Morning, Brunos Dios.
Buenos Dios. DZ's not here, so we only have two of the three, but we did it.
I had to say that for DZ and for his recovery.
Well, you know, thank you. I'm sure he appreciates that. He might even be listening right now on the Odyssey app or on his Alexa, if you're lucky. Carl, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I don't know if this definitely counts as a weekend, but on Thursday, which I'm probably going to guess is a 4-day weekend or something like that, I got my car back.
Woo! You know what? Another one that deserves another one. Carl hit a deer. How long did you go without your car for, Carl, after you hit that deer? How long? A week? More?
Over 3 weeks.
Three? It's been 3 weeks since that happened? Stop it.
Yes.
My God. Well, Carl, I'm so glad you got your car back. Finally, you can come visit us again in Wisconsin from Indy.
Oh, yes, but I'm still in Wisconsin still.
Oh, you are, because you hit the deer and then you got stuck in Wisconsin. Well, good. Stay here for good, Carl. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, I'm so glad you got your car back. You have a great day. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, Allie. All right. I love you.
Love you more. Bye.
All right.
All right, I got to open the text and see what everybody did this weekend. But last but not least, one more person on the phone. I'm going to pull her up right now. Oh, you guys know her. She's out by Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. OG Lori.
Oh, no.
Oh, there we go. Lori, I found you. Ha! Oh, thank God.
Good morning.
I almost lost you. Hi, Lori. All right.
Hello.
Girl, I can relate to your weekend. What did you do? You cleaned something out?
We cleaned out the garage for 4 hours.
Isn't it unbelievable? You know, you use the garage maybe in the winter. Maybe you park in it or use all your stuff. And then all of a sudden in the spring, where does all the trash and all that stuff come from? Like, seriously. Every
year. You know what? For me, I'll be honest, it was mostly leaves, grass clippings, and dog fur.
Yes! Yes! I believe it. A lot of dog fur with you. Somebody texted in and said, I went to Six Flags Great America and we rode the world record dive coaster. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Somebody texted in, Happy Pride Month. Hey, Happy Pride Month to you too. And then, oh, happy birthday to Ryan from Calabama. Saucy texted that in. I forgot it's Ryan from Calabama's birthday.
Well,
today.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yes, today's the 2nd. Why did I think it was the 3rd? Now I'm getting everybody's... I thought his birthday... Whose birthday's on the 3rd if his is on the 2nd? Whatever.
I have a 30-year anniversary on the 3rd.
Oh, well, maybe you're the one I'm thinking of. I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, the boyfriend and I have been together 30 years tomorrow.
30 years.
I
was
going to
say, you never got married.
30 years.
Never wanted to get married. Well, we're going to.
I did, but it just, you know, we raised 5 kids. You know how expensive 5 kids are? I had no money for a wedding.
She said, I don't need a wedding. Then I have to divorce the guy, and I don't want to do that either. So here we are.
Yeah, we figured it was a cool weekend, so we got all the outside stuff cleaned, organized, new shelving put up in the garage. Figured when it's 80 degrees, I'll do the inside. I did do some organizing inside, but I figured, I'll do that when it's hot outside and I can work with the air on.
Well, it's going to be really warm today, so enjoy your day, okay?
Oh, I know. I turned on my central air before I left because my dogs can't handle this.
No, I bet. Yeah, no, I've got to turn the air on today, too. I said that to the kids. I said, the air's coming on Monday. There's no way we can get around it. And finally, Kat in Milwaukee, shout out to you. She said, took my parents out for their 40th wedding anniversary on Saturday. Nice. Happy anniversary.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, it is Monday. DZ had knee surgery. I got to see him yesterday. He's doing better. He's still in pain, but, you know, I thought he looked better compared to when I saw him on Thursday. Three days later, a lot better. Anyway, today on What Would DZ Do, she wants to know if she should trust her new boyfriend. She said, my man has a shady past, but says he's changed. Should I trust him? Dun, dun, dun. Been there, girl. Nope. Okay, let's hear her out. Hold on. She said, DZ, I recently got out of a 10-year marriage. I had 2 kids with my ex. I've started dating again, and I met a man I am in love with. It didn't take long for us to fall hard for each other. In the process of getting to know each other, we were discussing our past relationships. I didn't realize he had a past of infidelity. Lots of cheating, lots of lying. He was really honest with me about everything, which made me feel like I could trust him. But I still have this little voice in the back of my head telling me people don't change, and he's probably not going to be a good partner. Am I setting myself up to get hurt? He cheated even in his last relationship. Is getting involved with someone with a shady past a bad idea? Help, I don't want to get hurt again. My divorce was painful enough, and I have teen kids, and I don't want to mess with them either. Ooh, should I trust the new guy? Anonymous. All right, what should we call her? You guys can give them. I love coming up with names on this. 414-533-1037. So she meets a new guy. She gets out of a marriage. She falls in love with this guy. She feels like he's being really honest because he's telling her he has a shady past. But she's like, well, then I can trust him. He's being honest. However, there's a little voice bugging her in the back of her head saying, can I trust him, though? But can I? You can text, you can call, and we're going to take your calls and your texts next for sure. I see here Nicole in Kenosha. She texted in. She said, let's see. My 7-year-old said no. I'm not sure that's a good thing or bad thing. Thank you, Nicole. That was actually a really funny text. Ashley in Oak Creek said, girl, better listen to her gut. It never lies. Okay. You know, I have been involved with men who have been very honest about their past, about cheating. And you know what happened? They cheated. True story. I've talked about it on the show. We probably did it on What Would DZ Do at the time. I'm telling you. I had a whole conversation with a guy who told me all about his past. Said, but I've changed. And the reality was, he hadn't changed. Yeah, he told me about his past, but there was no change in that. So, what do you guys think? I'm going to go ahead and go to the phones. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Richard Greenfield.
Oh, Richard Greenfield. Good morning. How are you?
Hey
I'm glad it's a guy. I'm glad I got a guy on the phone. What do you think, Rich? So, she met this guy. He's being really honest about his past. We're going to call her Contemplating Constance. That's what somebody wrote in. Or Cautious Carrie. That's another name we gave her. And all the people are saying run. What do you think? What do you think, Rich?
I think absolutely. She needs to run.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Mm-hmm.
The reason why I think so is because even though he's being completely honest and everything is there, she thinks that, you know, oh, he's totally going to be fine. When something happens, you know, no matter what it is, like, oh, he's cheated or he went and did this. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be blaming him. Mm-hmm. But he's going to turn around and said, I told you about my past.
Ah, that's how he's going to spin it on her. Yes.
Like, you know my past. You know this is what I did. This is what I've done before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he's going to say, I can't be at full fault for this.
Because I've been totally honest with you about my indiscretions and my problems. And you already knew this was an issue. Ah, yes. And so you say he's totally going to cheat again.
Yeah, well, there's a high possibility of, you know, of getting
very high.
Mm-hmm. You know, just real quick, it's like, it's like taking, you know, it's like asking somebody who's broke, you know, no offense, you know, to take you out to eat somewhere fancy and they're not being able to afford it. You know they're not going to be able to afford it, so why have them take you out?
Right. Anna in Milwaukee said, girl, get out. Oh, boy. Stephanie from Kenosha texted in, said she needs to follow her gut and what her intuition is telling her. Stop ignoring the flags like we often do and just follow your intuition. Okay. And then right below that, though, Rich, I will say this. Somebody wrote in and said, I can't speak for the male population, but I've cheated in a past relationship, and I literally cannot imagine doing that to my current partner. We've been together 5 years. Well, that's nice to know. So it's possible, but maybe
nobody goes into a relationship saying, yeah, you know, I'm gonna
cheat. You know what, Rich? Thank you. That was a solid point. Good point. I never thought about that, Rich. You're right. Nobody goes, I'm going to cheat on her or him. Yeah.
Nobody goes into it saying that right away. If you you know, you're going in there with a different plan, which is a separate thing. But I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much. Give thanks.
Nope, I'm losing you, Rich.
I hope a speedy process.
You gave good advice, though. You gave good advice. We love you, Rich. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye. All right, 414-533-1037. So, he told her, I have a shady past. I've cheated, but I'm being honest with you. Trust me. And she's like, something in my gut's a little concerned. What should she do? See, the phones and the texts are going crazy. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So she says that her new man, she met a new man after getting out of a long marriage. And she said that he has been very honest with her about his past, about cheating, even in his last relationship. And she said something in her gut has her worried, but she really likes him. She's really in love with him. She thinks they're in love and maybe he's going to change for her. All right, I'm just going to go to the phones. We're just going to start with Noah in Milwaukee. Hi, Noah. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so she's worried he's not going to change. Should she stay or should she go?
Get out of there. Men are dogs. Absolutely.
DZ must be having a heart attack if he's listening.
Yeah, I totally agree with the first caller. I mean, that is a classic manipulation tactic.
Really?
He's pushing that liability downstream. You know, he's setting himself up for some success. You know,
wow, he's
setting his ways. You know, people can make mistakes, but you know, he's got a history. He's just getting better at it.
I remember talking about this. We did do this on What Would DZ Do a couple years ago when I was dating someone who had done this with me, and he ended up cheating within like a month. Like a month.
It took
no time at all for this guy to literally get it in and me find out immediately. So it was bad. But you're right.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
oh, whatever. That's on him, not me. His loss, not mine. But listen, I can't believe, like, you would think someone's trying to. So what about the people that try to be honest and try to do better, though, Noah, and try to change? Are they just screwed? You know,
that's where, you know, if her gut was saying that, you know, if he is changing and this is real, sure, people can change, people make mistakes and can and become better, but you really, really have to trust your gut. I mean,
and
it seems like maybe she's not reading those red flags the right way. Just trust your gut. But, you know, depending on how old and how many relationships and how extensive that history is, it sounds like that's someone who's set in their ways.
Yeah. Well, maybe age has something to do with it, too. Like, did she meet a 21-year-old who grew up, or did she meet a 40-year-old who's going to keep cheating? You know what I mean? Like, where are you at? Age might have something to do with it, too, honestly, you know?
Kids are dumb, make dumb mistakes, but, you know, if you're older, you know better.
And, yes, age could be a big factor. All right, Noah, love your advice. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye. All right, so Noah says definitely get out. All right, let's go to one of the fan favorites. She's called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song, Amanda in Racine. Amanda. Girl. That's all right. It's a new month. New month, new you.
Sure, why not?
Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
All right, get out or stay. What do you think? He says he has a shady past, but he's changed her new man.
I think that she should be very cautious. Mm-hmm. And if I was her, I'd be C-capping him. Oh. I mean, that's public record.
Yep. You start with the C-cap. There's not cheating on C-cap, though. That's the problem, Amanda. You could find out.
I might find something else.
True. That's true. So C-cap them and go from there. Okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe keep researching. I mean, you could find stuff online or social media. Mm-hmm. I thought if you have a gut feeling, you go with it.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I do agree.
So I keep searching.
Go with the gut, always. Okay, Amanda, is today Ryan's birthday?
Yes, you know, you might have been thinking of Isaiah, my son. His birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, I was thinking of your son. No offense, Ryan in Calabama. Happy birthday, Ryan from
Isaiah's
Calabama.
Isaiah's very important, you know.
Isaiah's more important. No offense, Ryan, but offense.
Exactly.
All right, Amanda, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right, last but not least, we've got Melanie in Milwaukee trying so hard to get her theme song. She's on day two. She keeps starting over. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
All right, so she wrote in and she wants to know what to do. Her man has a shady past, says he's changed. Should she trust him? I just went through this a couple years ago. It was a disaster. Yep. He cheated again. But I do believe people can change. I know men that have changed. I just know more men that have not. So what do you think?
Well, and that's what I'm here. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that a lot of times, like, we really need to move forward and not sit and dwell on the past and allow people an opportunity to, to show themselves. But I'm on the outside, and I understand that coming from the inside, she doesn't have time to, you know, so that's a scary situation. But my advice is to continue moving forward with who you know now, not who he was back when he was with somebody else.
Right.
So have your feelings about who you know who he is now and go with those.
For sure. Sometimes it takes years, though, for those habits to unravel themselves. People hold it together.
Does.
Some of these people, and I'm not just men and women, they hold themselves together for as long as they can, and then the real them comes out. You know what I mean? So it will show, but you might just get hurt in the end. That's the risk you're going to have to take. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's where the age really comes into to play. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's older, he's probably just like, oh my gosh, I'm over that kind of lifestyle and I'm ready to move forward and settle down. And maybe she is the one. I mean, so it's really tough to give advice on this, but mm-hmm. I think overall, sometimes our brain manipulates our gut. And so I really like to just look at who the person is now for face value and go forward. Mm-hmm. And then if you start seeing signs, you know, because there's all levels of cheating, right? So what are the different levels, Melanie?
What's level one and what's level five? I mean, I have questions.
Well, there's emotional cheating. There's
physical cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I see where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's I am people up. You know, I mean, I'm the kind of person that I don't even like to be with someone who's a flirt. I want someone who is completely into me and only me.
Yeah, because it can be disrespectful if they're flirting with other people all the time and you're in a relationship with them. I wouldn't stick with somebody like that either, honestly.
Right.
You know,
but there are people who, you know. So what is his MO? What's he mm-hmm. like? Is he more of a flirt?
Because is he shady? Is he charismatic? Right. Is he a charmer? Is he not?
Right.
Is he just got issues? Did he grow up in a house where they cheated? What is it? Right?
Exactly.
Girl, I could go down the list. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Exactly.
Melanie, you know, we could go on, but all the texts are saying run for your life.
I know they are. I'm just too much of an optimist.
Well,
I like to find...
You're DZ today. You're DZ. You're trying to be optimistic. You're filling in for him. Thank you, Melanie.
I am. You're welcome. All right, honey.
Have a good day. Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, girl.
Yes, girl. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, we miss you. Hi. Welcome back. How are you?
Buenos dias.
Okay, so you sound... You even sound better than on Thursday.
Thank you. Do I really? I feel... Like, considerably better. Like, my spirits are higher. Like, man, what's up?
You sounded good on Thursday when we talked to you, right before Am I the Jerk, but you sound just even happier today. I don't know what it is. It's like a vibe. Maybe it's because you get to get out of the house again today. Is that what it is? Uh-huh.
I think so. Yeah. I think ding, ding, ding. Yeah, man.
You know what? We're not even a week out from your knee surgery. Okay, let's start at the top, because we have time. It's our show. Let's be real. Okay, so you had knee surgery last Tuesday, right?
Correct. Yep.
So walk us through.
Allograft.
Sure.
It was a great time. I had to get a piece of donor knee into my knee because I had some bone degeneration and full cartilage loss in my knee. Bone on bone grinding. It was bad. It was horrible.
And do we know why? We don't. It's just overuse. Sports, maybe.
Overuse,
we don't know.
Years of high impact sports, not taking care of my body and assuming that the pain is just going to go away. And when it did, I just kept trucking along.
But
and
you're
eventually,
only,
wear and tear.
You're only 31, though. Like, you would think you'd be like 50, 40 or 50 with these problems. You know what I mean? You're not. You're young. You're young.
But, you know, young and also dumb, dude. Not taking care of my body the right way. And that's what it feels like it is. It's like you injure yourself when you're younger and you go, I'll bounce back in a couple days.
Totally.
And when you do, you're like, boom, great, fantastic. But we don't know what underlying issues we're causing to ourselves.
Right.
And then we get older and we keep saying, I'll bounce back in a couple days. No, Poppy, we don't bounce back in a couple days no more.
In fact, you have to have a full knee surgery and get donor cartilage from a dead person, which sounds dramatic, but it's a true thing, man.
But it's a true thing. So had a procedure, had the allograft. Everything so far, I mean, as far as I feel, considerably has gone well.
Yeah.
The doctors have said everything has gone well. Today, I got my first therapy session post-op session.
Okay.
We're going to be actually getting the real look at my leg now today.
Today.
Because I've been laid up on crutches. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I did step out yesterday. My doctor might yell at me. Sorry, Dr. Lisa.
Wait.
But I stepped out
Hold
yesterday
on.
Because I had to.
Wait. Slow down. You weren't supposed to leave yesterday. I thought you were allowed to do that. Stop it. Okay. Let me talk. Break it down. I'll tell the story. You know what? Forget you. I'll tell the story because you're not going to tell it truthfully. Yesterday, Owen and Hudson and I went by to see DZ, and I texted you in the morning. And I said, listen, we'll come by whenever. Whatever works for you. All I'm doing is yard work. Like, we're free. You just tell me. So you said, well, we're going to Target Angelo's. Him and Ree, they're having their kid's birthday party. So either you can come to the party with us. And I was like, I'm not crashing their party. And I was like, I could have. I know. know they would have let me in, of course. But and mm-hmm. he said, or you come after. So I came after, and I saw you later in the day yesterday. And you, I thought, oh, he's in a good mood because he's been to a party. He's been out. You weren't supposed to go. DZ.
I was heavily medicated.
DZ!
I was out there vibing, boy, for real, though. Like, I was feeling myself. It felt great.
You went to a barbecue 6 days out of surgery, you lunatic! What is wrong with you? DZ, I can't stand you. You know what? This is why your knee is messed up. You're crazy.
I was going stir crazy, son. I was really at home just... like looking at the walls going, why is this room getting smaller? Is it just me? What's going on? So I had to. I needed some vitamin D. I needed some birthday cake and some pizza. I needed to see my peoples.
Can I be honest? Look, I don't blame you. I would have gone crazy too, but I was actually thinking about you last night when we got home and I thought, wait a second. Okay. 6 days later, he went to a barbecue and a party. I was trying to think, like, after my skin removals, when did I leave the house? And it wasn't until my post-op, like a week later or maybe a couple days and then a week after. You're crazy. You know that? You're impressed. DZ.
Hear me out.
I'm listening. What?
I didn't want the first time that I get into a car have to be when I'm going to a post-op or when I'm going to my first therapy session and to find out that there is no way I'm going to make it there. So I chose to drive 4 minutes down the road mm-hmm. for a little bit mm-hmm. and feel mm-hmm. it out.
Sure.
And then also give myself some time to, you know, breathe and mm-hmm. stretch my arms mm-hmm. and legs and spread my wings. I'm a phoenix. I need to fly.
All I hear is blah, 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 blah. DZ, I cannot. Okay, so, okay.
Stay out, coach. Put me back
in. I can tell you have FOMO big time. I mean, I said you can call every damn day and talk to me. You know I miss you. Everybody misses you on this show for sure.
I'm limited. I am, dog. And I'm not going to lie. I candidly, between us here, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Between me and you, Allie. I overdid it. It was a lot. And I'm stubborn and the old goat in that regard. But
you are stubborn.
I felt great seeing people. And that's part of the healing process for me, too,
yes.
right? Like seeing you, seeing the boys, seeing Angelo and Ree, Vincent Becca, seeing everybody. Look, I met a listener last night at the birthday party.
No way.
Literally.
Well,
Shout out Kesha.
Oh, Kesha.
And her son Eugene.
Hey, Kesha.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
They're really nice people. And they were like, hold on. Are you DZ? She's like, yeah, how's it going? She's like, I pieced it together. I heard the names. I was seeing the knee, figured out the surgery, and then I went, hold on. And yes, what up, Kesha? Like, yes, I needed that in my life. Well, bro. That's why I'm sounding great today. That's why I'm feeling good about therapy. I am healed.
Well, shout out to the guy that me, Owen, and Hudson, my kids, we met on the way to your house. We stopped at the Dollar Tree on Highway 100 in Greenfield. Used mm-hmm. to be a Walgreens. Now it's a Dollar Tree. Hey-o! We went in there, and I said, boys, let's get just a big pack, you know, let's just build a bucket for Uncle DZ. And so we walked in and they both took a bucket and left me. And I went, well, screw you. I guess we're doing three buckets. And we all made our bucket. But as I'm building it, there's this guy that kept looking at us and smiling. And I was waiting for him to say something. And he finally did, DZ. He walked up and he goes, hey, love you. Love the show. Tell DZ. Good luck. I heard you guys talking about him. Send him wishes. And I'm like, you're right. We're fighting over what we're going to take him right now. So, so I didn't get his name. But shout out to the nice man I met at Dollar Tree who sent you well wishes as well yesterday, DZ.
Did he help pick anything out for me?
No, he did not. He just said hi and send well wishes. I said, you got this. DZ, you got to take it easy.
I appreciate it.
Wait, you can call back tomorrow and talk about how today goes because you're going to therapy today. First time, right?
Yeah, I feel like I should be giving updates, man.
Yes,
like,
please.
You know, real-time updates. People are sending me,
you know,
gifts and whatnot. And I'm like, mm-hmm. please don't keep sending me stuff. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm fulfilled. Aww. I've got a lot of love and support. Just send me your positive energy, and that's all I really ask for. Like, thank you.
Nope.
But I am covered in corn nuts and hot Cheetos and peanut butter cookies right now because of you and the boys, and I love it.
Octopi,
I love it. No lie.
And octopi. And octopi.
Oh, yes. And the octopi.
Mm-hmm.
The octopis as well.
If you listen to the show, you know. If you listen to the whole show, you know what I'm talking about because I put those on top of my bucket. And if you know, you know. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Where them octopuses go, man? Where them go, man?
Goodbye. All right, DZ, love you. We're going to get into Am I the Jerk? You know, I just let you talk forever because you and I could, honestly. We don't have to do Am I the Jerk, but we probably should.
I'm gassed now, though. I gotta go get some ice on my leg.
Yeah, this probably wore you out, actually. Okay, good luck at therapy. Update tomorrow. We're thinking about you. Don't overdo it, or I'm going to be really mad at you.
Nah, man, I appreciate y'all for real. I love y'all. Los quiero mucho. Thank you guys for really keeping me in great spirits. Like, y'all are the reason I'm thriving, man. So I do want to keep updating. After therapy today, I'm going to get back with y'all tomorrow.
Yes. I cannot wait. All right, DZ, we're getting into Am I the Jerk. Go rest. Go ice your knee, okay?
Web, I got okay. you. I'm going to be listening. You already know.
You better be. Okay, bye.
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 Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wants to know if she's the jerk for driving past her neighbor stuck in the rain. Hear her out, though. Hear her out. She says, Allie and DZ, hear me out. I love it. It's our new line on the show. Hear me out, everybody. Hear me out. She said, it has been raining a lot the last couple weeks. That's true. Today, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have amazing weather this week, but it did rain a lot there for the last couple of weeks. She said, last week, I was driving through my neighborhood right before it was about to start pouring. I knew this, oh, not only from the lightning and thunder, but from the dark sky. And I looked at the radar, too. It started sprinkling, and I was about half a mile from my house. I saw my neighbors who walk every single day, stuck in the drizzle. I knew there was no way that they would make it home before it started raining hard. I saw them starting to pick up speed. I considered stopping, but then I kept driving. Ooh, 30 minutes later, I watched them pass by on the street, soaked almost to their house. Am I the jerk for driving past my neighbors in the rain? All right. What should we name her today? She wants to know. She saw it was starting to rain. She drove past her neighbors who were out walking, says they walk every day. She knew it was going to pour for multiple reasons. Oh, somebody already said jerk. LOL. Whoo. All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. We have to give her a name. What should we call her? She drove past her neighbors as it was starting to rain. And by the time they got to the house, she could see they were soaked. She could have offered them a ride. She could have offered. She didn't have to. She could have just offered. Is she the jerk? I cannot wait to see what you guys are going to say next. Part of me says, so they're calling her Rainy Rachel is not the jerk. The neighbors could have looked at the radar and known what was going on. Oh, now we're blaming the neighbors for not knowing it's going to rain. Everybody's saying Rainy Rachel, Rainy Rhonda, jerk, Savage Sarah. I like all of these. I think we're going to call her Rainy something, Rainy Day Rhonda. Passing Paula, you guys are too much right now, okay? All right, listen, we're going to talk to you next. Do you think that she is a jerk for driving past her neighbors in the pouring rain? Oh, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for driving by her neighbors in the rain. It was drizzling a little. She knew they were never going to make it home by the time it started pouring. And she knew it was going to pour because of the radar and the thunder and the lightning and all the stuff. But she didn't pick them up. She watched them walk by in the pouring rain soon after. Is she the jerk? You guys are cracking me up on the text line. Jeremy and Waukesha texted in. We should call her Thunderbolt Bonnie. We're already calling her Raining Rhonda or something like that. I don't know. Let's start with our first caller. She is on assignment, our special PI, Lisa in West Allis. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Oh, what are you doing, Private Eye? You spying on somebody?
I have a trainee in my car with me today who's an ex-police officer.
Nice.
And they're spying on somebody in Franklin.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Get him, guys. I don't know. Lisa's a PI, a private PI, everyone. So if you need one, you know who to call. Lisa, is she a jerk or not the jerk for driving past her neighbors in the pouring rain?
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've gone for a hike and I got rained on. And so what am I going to call myself the jerk for? I say not the jerk. Get rained on sometimes.
You say not the jerk. She drove right past them and did not care, Lisa. Still not the jerk, huh?
No, not the jerk because...
Not your problem.
It's their problem. It's not her problem.
Whatever happened to being a good neighbor? I mean, my goodness, Lisa, you are a savage today, but I'm here for it, so whatever.
Well, at least you're going to wave at them and then just keep driving.
True. You know what? That would have been even worse. That would have really been rude. And you never know, they might have turned down the ride. Just because you would have offered, you could have at least offered, but okay. You say not the jerk. And honestly, somebody else texted in and said they should have known it was going to rain if they were that far out. Whew. Savages. Okay, fine. Lightning, and you guys still aren't stopping. Unbelievable. All right, Lisa.
That's a jerk.
Thanks for calling.
Love you.
Love you more. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to Liliana in West Milwaukee. Hi, Liliana.
Hi.
Hi. Can you believe Lisa said not the jerk for not picking up the neighbors in the rain?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I would not want to be her neighbor.
So wait, are you going with jerk?
Yes, we are going jerk because that is their neighbor. And, I mean, come on. 30 yeah. minutes later and you finally see them walking past.
Drenched.
You could have at least offered.
Totally drenched. I mean, Lisa stood on business, though. She said not the jerk, man. So rude. Whoever texted in and said if it's the same neighbor who's using the hot tub without permission, they deserve it. Oh, my gosh. If you heard that one last week, we had an Am I the Jerk where somebody was using their neighbor's hot tub when they were out of town. Anna from Sherman Park also said not the jerk. Could have been neighborly, but they weren't made out of sugar, and it's not like it was cold out. But Anna, it was lightning and thundering on the way. You guys are funny. Okay, fine. All right. They don't agree. Liliana, you say jerk, which means we're split down the middle. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
I don't want to be their
love
neighbors either. Love you. Bye.
Good luck, Daisy.
Oh, yes. I hope he's listening. I'm sure he is. He loves you back. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Courtney's in Racine. Last but not least, day two. You're working on your theme song, right? Is this day two, Courtney?
Yep, day two.
Wow. All right, girl, you got this. Now, we're split down the middle. She wants to know if she's the jerk for driving past her neighbors. It was just drizzling, and she knew it was going to pick up, and it did not. I mean, it did pick up, rather, and she saw them drenched walking by her 30 minutes later. Is she the jerk? You're the tiebreaker today.
Not the jerk.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't see this one going this way. Really? Not the jerk?
Yeah, no.
Wow. Stop.
I mean,
are you serious right now?
Down, yeah, deep down morally, she could probably have some, like, thinking to do, but
yeah.
When I drive through my neighborhood, if I see people, I don't necessarily realize that they're my neighbors. So well, I just keep going. So she could totally go with that excuse if they ever call her out on.
True. And a lot of us duck anyway when we see people now, right? We don't even want to be seen. Yes. We're like, man, can I get some darker tint on my windows?
Like, I'm not a very social butterfly.
Yeah. No.
That would have been probably the most awkward car ride if they would have accepted
well,
the ride anyway.
Think about that. Like, so now they're wet already because it's drizzling. They get in your car, right, because you're trying to do the right thing. And I don't know how well you know them, but you definitely now have people in your car you don't know. I mean, you do know, but I don't know. Ooh, people are naming her
absolutely.
Rainy Ruthie, Careless Kathy, Drive-By Debbie. You guys are hysterical. Driving Miss Daisy. She's not driving anyone. That's the problem, see? All right. You say not the jerk. Wow.
Not
wow. I didn't see this going this way. I'm not going to lie, Courtney. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Wow. I did not see it going. Not the jerk. But there it is. It's final decision. Not the jerk for driving past your neighbors who are getting rained on. Wow. It's going to be amazing today. It's going to be in the 80s. I cannot wait. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ definitely kicking off June correctly. That's for sure. So let me go to Elizabeth in Tosa. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing pretty good.
So you're with your 11-year-old Riley. You guys driving to school?
Where are we going? We're going to my school.
Is it your? When are you done, Riley? Because, you know, I have an 11 and 13-year-old. This is their last week. Are you almost done?
Yeah. This is also my last. Next week.
Next week. You got 2 weeks left. Is that right, Mom?
Yeah, he ends on the
12th. On the 12th. Ah, so you keep going even after mine get out. Well, you're almost there. You're almost there. The good news is that you guys are caller number 30. Congratulations. You're going to Summerfest.
Awesome.
This is exciting. So Alex Warren is on fire right now. Just played Alex Warren. And he's going to be at the U.S. Cellular Connection stage on the 4th of July. You guys are going to have 2 general admission ticks and 2 pit wristbands. So not only do you get into Summerfest, you get to be in the pit and actually have seats up close by Alex Warren. So have a great time, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
You're so welcome. Good luck with the end of school.
Thank you.
All right, you too, Mom. We need it. Love, don't we, Mom? Well, I'm like one more week of freedom, and then they're out now. Seriously, have a great time at Summerfest, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. So there you go. We'll have those all week long. And it gets even better. We have more tickets online to Summerfest. You want to see Offset? Well, we've got tickets to see Offset as well on June 27th. Those are up for grabs on our website, 1037kissfm.com. All right, coming up, you're not going to believe what the most Googled baby name of the year is. I didn't say most used. I said most Googled. I was like, what? Kind of surprised me. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's going to be in the 80s today. I cannot wait. Although I do need to turn on my air conditioning when I get home today. That was one of the things I told the kids. I said, we're going to need air conditioning. Although my 11-year-old Hudson still was going to go to school in sweatpants and a hoodie. Like a true 11-year-old. I went, unbelievable. You know what? Do whatever you want. You're going to be dying at recess. And he's like, no, it'll be great. I'll even keep the hood on the whole time. It'll be great, Mom. So anyway, I want to talk to you guys, though, about the most searched baby names of 2025, okay? Google revealed the top searched baby names of the year so far, because it's only June. We just hit June, and I was really surprised that what came in with number one. But I think it's because of a popular TV show. And hear me out. Maybe there's another character on a different show I didn't know about. But you know what came in at number one of the most searched baby names of 2025? Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, Sutton was number one of most searched baby names of 2025. You can call or text 414-533-1037. I'm assuming Sutton, and you guys may laugh because there may be another show with a Sutton on it. The only Sutton I know, because you have to get these references somewhere. They don't just come out of nowhere. Either it's a TV show or somebody you know or whatever. I mean, I named my kids Owen and Hudson, and I actually know someone who named their kid Owen because they were pregnant when I was pregnant. They went, oh, and they liked it. They went and they named their son Owen. I actually met them. I know somebody who named their kid Hudson because they liked it when I named my 11-year-old Hudson. Well, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there's a Sutton on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's awful, but she's on there. And I'm like, where else is there a Sutton? Maybe there's a TV show I'm missing. I don't know. There might be. But that's what came in at number one, followed by Theodore and Sadie. Those were the top three most searched baby names so far this year of 2025, okay? And then they had the top three girls' names that start with A, Amelia, Athena, and Aria. Those are all really pretty. Very, very pretty names. 414-533-1037. I want to talk baby names because I want to talk about, did you have a baby? And how did you pick the name? How did you come up with the name? Oh, somebody texted in and said Hugh Jackman left his wife for a Sutton. Okay, now I have seen the Hugh Jackman stuff in the news that they're getting divorced now, and he was very, like, offended by whatever his wife's statement was because of it's apparently not going to be pretty. Oh, so that makes sense. Oh, somebody else said, like, Sutton Foster, actress in Younger and Shrek the Musical. Okay. Everyone's saying Hugh Jackman's new girlfriend is Sutton. Okay, guys, but we just found this hasn't, the Hugh Jackman's girlfriend thing is newer. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, okay, well, I gave you some of the top ones. The most searched baby names of 2025, Sutton, followed by Theodore and Sadie. Okay, we're going to talk. I want to talk about this more next. I have so many thoughts on this, seriously, because there's a lot to say about it. So 414-533-1037. How did you pick your name? How did you come up with the baby name? Was there, and because, you know, if you know someone named it, it gets even worse, right? If you know someone with that name and it's, if you know a Sutton and it's bad, like, I would never name a kid Sutton because I've seen her on Real Housewives and she's awful. Sutton, number one on the most Googled baby name so far of 2024. Because we're officially halfway through the year. I mean, it's officially June now. So I cannot believe that. I want to pull up first. I've got, what is his name? Oh, Josh in Waukesha. He just had a baby. Congratulations, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
When did you have the new one, the little one?
4/4/25.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yes. And boy or girl?
No, she's a lady.
She's a lady. Okay. And what did you guys name her?
So we went with the name River Lynn, R-I-V-E-R-L-Y-N-N-E. And we did it with that spelling on purpose to honor her mom. And then we went with a different type of middle name that honored my mom and my grandma. So it's River Lynn Leanne. And yeah, we thought the same thing. We didn't want a name where you go to daycare and there might be three others there.
Right,
so we were brainstorming for months. luckily, about a month before she was due, we brainstormed this one and we just fell in love right away.
Nice. Well, and that's the thing, Owen, there's three Owens in his grade, in his class, just at his school, there's three. And
yeah,
so it's always, you have to call them with their last initial. Remember how that was?
Yeah.
It's like Josh, it's like Josh F, Josh N, and Josh Z, you know?
That's correct.
So you're not going to have that. So do you guys, are you calling her River Lynn or just River? You'll call her the full River Lynn.
We go Rivy for short.
Oh,
so I'll say like Rivy Roo or whatever. You know, you can kind of play with it a little bit. So, yeah, that's how we go with that one.
That's really, really cute. Well, congratulations
on the new baby.
I appreciate
it.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you as well. Thank
you. Get some sleep. You're going to need it, Dad.
Right.
All right, bye. All right, I got LaToya in Milwaukee. Hi, LaToya. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not to be confused with LaToya that has a theme song in Milwaukee. Different LaToya right now. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good. I thought this was interesting. They said Sutton landed at number one, the most searched baby names of 2025. I said, no way, because I can't stand the Sutton on Real Housewives. That's all I think of. So how did you come up with your child's name?
Well, it's not my child's name, but this was the name I was going with for 6 years.
This is one of those you had the baby name picked out kind of thing, or what?
I had it picked out because I didn't want to go through the trouble of looking for a male or a female name. So I got something that would be unisex, which was Peyton McKinley.
Oh, I like
Peyton McKinley could be a boy or a girl.
Absolutely.
Say, Dad was like, no, I don't like it.
Really? So that was yours. So wait, so you had a baby and then the father said, no, I don't want to name it Peyton McKinley.
When it became close to the delivery day, he said no, let's pick something else. We knew it was a boy, so we picked something else. His dad is Native American, so we wanted to go with something funky.
Right, something different, for sure. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So it did not work out, but you got a kid.
I got a kid, and his name isn't Peyton McKinley.
Not at all. That's so funny. Hey, didn't we, I'm sure a lot of kids, and I can't speak for the men, but little girls that dreamed of having children. Some do not dream of having children, and I respect that. Just like some do not dream of getting married. Always, we had the baby names picked out. We sure did.
All the time. Early, at an early age.
And then you get in a new relationship, and you're young, and you're like, what are we going to name our kids? You guys talk about it. Yep. All right. Well, thanks for calling, LaToya. You have a good day.
Likewise.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're talking about the most searched baby names of 2025. Sutton landed at number one, followed by Theodore and Sadie. So I was asking how you guys came up with these names. Alex from Kenosha said, all of my kids are named from Grey's Anatomy. Avery, Amelia, and Leo. Interesting. Okay, somebody said, I went to my nephew's Little League game last night. He was one of five Nolans on both teams. Five Nolans. Oh, geez, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm reading all your texts as they're coming in. Last but not least, I have Marie in Milwaukee. Hi, Marie. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're talking about baby names, how you came up with them. Maybe someone nixed it. Because the most searched baby name of the year so far is Sutton, followed by Theodore and Sadie. What do you think? How did you name your kids, Marie?
Okay. So we're going to go with my youngest because my oldest, he's a junior, so that doesn't count. So
fair enough. Well, that's the thing. Some people go junior. Like, I'm not a junior person. You either are or you aren't, you know? So
it's crazy because with my son, we kept saying, like, my boyfriend kept saying the whole time, I don't want a junior. We're going to name him, give him my dad's middle name. And literally the day he was born, I'm like, so, because he was a preemie. So I'm like, we never came up with a name.
And you just made him a junior.
We're going to name him a junior. And we just named him a junior. But my daughter, entire pregnancy, because their names begin with R, so we just kept the R going.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, Royalty. I really like the name Royalty.
Oh, that's pretty,
my whole entire pregnancy, Royalty, the whole time. And literally, two of my classmates I went to school with had kids before
Their babies were born before mine, and they both named their kids Royalty.
They stole your baby name, Marie!
Yes, I was on Facebook. I was on with all the ultrasounds. I can't wait till Royalty's born.
Royalty this.
So I got to the hospital, and I was mad. They told me, like, you have to name her. It's time to go. And I don't know. I looked at her, and I'm like, she just looks like O'Reilly.
Oh.
And she ended up being named Riley.
Really?
So I named her Riley. That's her name, just regular spelling.
Okay.
And then Inside Out 2 came out.
I was just going to say.
And everybody started naming their kids Riley.
Hold on. I was just going to say, all I thought when you said Riley was Inside Out, my favorite movie, one of my favorite Pixar movies. Stop it. Okay. So wait a second. So you had nothing to do with the movie, but of course the movie comes out and everybody thinks you named the baby.
Yes, so now everybody's kid's name is Riley now. It was already a popular name, but it was like when Inside Out 2 came out, everybody was Riley.
That is
it's
so
boy's
funny.
Boy's name Riley, girl's name Riley.
You know what? Now, you know what name I nixed? And tell me if you think I'm crazy for this. So obviously I was married when I had my children and my husband at the time, and I picked out Owen, and then Hudson was coming. But with Owen, do you know what he wanted to name Owen? I've told this on the air before, but I'll tell it again. He wanted to name him Boston. And I said, absolutely not. That is so dumb. That's the dumbest name I've ever heard. And then, I said no. We named him Owen. He was fine with that. But then later, a few years later, I heard somebody in a store call a kid Boston, and it was cute. And I went, man, that was a cute name. I hated that name. But now it's not so bad, is it? So you know what? I might have missed out. But Owen's an Owen now, not a Boston.
That's how I feel. I should have felt like I should have just kept her at Royalty. Because there's really not that many of them. And there's so many Rileys.
You know what? Forget these people in high school stealing your name. Forget them all. Where'd you go to high school, Marie?
I'm from Chicago, so
never mind. Forget them all. All right, thanks for calling, Marie. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. It's really interesting hearing how everybody came up with their baby names. Somebody texted in and said, I named my baby Phoebe after Phoebe from Friends. Oh, you guys really do name them after shows and whatnot, because I was saying Sutton's the most Googled baby name of the year, followed by Theodore and Sadie. Kelly in Norway texted and said, my oldest son was into Wolverine at the time, said he wanted his baby brother to be named Wolverine. We were looking through the baby name book, and Wolverine's real name is Logan. My second son is Logan for that reason. Aw, that's so cute. Well, thanks for sharing all your names. 103.7 Kiss FM. Happy Monday. Hope you're having a good day. It's going to be beautiful today. I'm talking in the 80s, maybe even 90. We all have to turn our air on. That's all I know about that. But we're ready for it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire. Anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
After all of the weird weather we had with the rain, the dark days, finally, June opened up all the skies for us. So I was driving this weekend and I was listening to Kiss FM and I heard Julia, who's on Saturdays. She comes on after DZ and I at 10. Well, she works on Saturdays too. And I heard her mention something and I turned up the radio and I went, excuse me. She mentioned that the most popular gas station food is... Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Maybe I should make you guys guess. Maybe that should have been how I started this. 414-533-1037. You can text it or you can even call in. The most popular gas station food. Now, I get down with this food. A lot of people do, and almost anyone can eat it because it is beef jerky. Yeah, beef jerky. Okay? I mean, I don't even know. Listen, I like beef jerky, but I will tell you, I'm very specific about beef jerky. I'm not surprised that it's the most popular gas station snack out there, but I kind of am because really, I mean, I love meat. I lost 150 pounds. If you don't know that about me, all from just, you know, cutting carbs and eating meat and vegetables and fruit. Hello, very keto, very low carb. I can eat beef jerky. It's one of those things that works for me if I go into a gas station, but I don't like beef jerky because it's usually too hard. And the chewy beef jerky just doesn't do it for me either. Like if I get anything, I admit it, I'm getting a Slim Jim or one of these Jacks long. I mean, do they count that as beef jerky? Because I don't think they do. I think that's a beef stick if you ask me. Everyone's texting in Quick Trip. No, I didn't mean the store. I meant the actual food you buy in the gas station, everybody. 414-533-1037. I cannot believe that she said this. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. Good morning.
It's the birthday boy. Hi, Ryan.
What up?
Ryan, happy 50th. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez, I feel so great to be 50. I wish.
What are you, 32? 31?
32.
Yes.
I think. I don't know.
You and DZ really are the same age, huh? No kidding.
I don't pay attention to my age anymore.
Well, he's going to be...
After you turn 21, who does?
Yeah, who cares? I agree. I don't know how old I am either. Okay, Ryan, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
You believe this? Julia said beef jerky's the number one gas station snack? No
Heck
way.
Yeah, that's my number one go-to on
really?
A road trip.
Every time
corn
you go...
Corn nuts and beef jerky.
Corn nuts are amazing, which I almost said fire, but Hudson said I'm not allowed to say fire anymore. My 11-year-old said we can't say that anymore, but okay.
I'm 50. I'm hitting fire up every day, so let's go.
He's like, Mom, nobody says fire anymore. I'm like, well, I do. So, leave me alone.
Well, then that's fetch. I'm sorry.
He wouldn't even know what that meant. He'd be like,
I know, exactly.
What does
so
that
I'll
mean?
Right back at him.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay, so you go for beef jerky. Isn't it too hard, Ryan? The consistency sucks, man.
Oh, it does. Very much.
Admit it. Yeah.
And Jack Link's is expensive, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, that's the thing.
It's teriyaki. All the way.
Oh, that's so funny that you said that because, you know, I accidentally bought teriyaki and I was so mad at myself when I was visiting my parents in Florida. I threw them in my purse and I took them out in the airport. I was so mad I had teriyaki and not the regular.
Goodness.
I would have given them to you. I would have given them to you. Unbelievable. All right. We got to take more calls. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you.
Love you.
Y'all.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. So your favorite gas station snacks. That's what we're talking about. Melinda in Rochester texted in, hot dogs and donuts. Knock it off, Melinda. You're too much today. I was appalled when I was driving down the road on Saturday and I heard Julia, who comes on after DZ and I at 10 o'clock. She was on Saturday and she was talking about how the most popular gas station snack is beef jerky. 103.7 Kiss FM. And you guys know I love meat. It's part of my diet and my lifestyle. But beef jerky, I just can't get behind. I like beef sticks, but they're expensive, as Ryan from Calabama just stated when we were talking to him. So we're talking your favorite gas station food. And no, it's not an actual... I don't want you to text in Quick Trip. I want you to tell me what you actually get. Because Robin from West Bend said, hot take, but I love a good bag of Bugles. You're the one, Robin. You're the reason they're still in the store. We're all wondering who's still buying Bugles. Not that I didn't love Bugles as a kid. They were fantastic. But the truth is, we can do better. That's all I'm saying. We can do much better. Allison's in Racine this morning. Hi, Allison, with a great name. How are you?
Hi, Allie. Good morning.
Hey, girl. Okay, we're talking your go-to gas station snack. What is it?
Okay, so there's two, and they're probably a little odd. One of them is the Sassy Bike pickle pouches. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? The little pouches that have like 8 or 9 pickles in them.
Wait a second.
And they're all different flavors.
Somebody else texted in the same thing as you about the little pickles.
Yes.
I know. This is your go-to, huh? Okay. I support it. I love pickles.
My second is actually the fruit granola parfaits. Because I am on a 2-year weight loss journey,
yes.
And I have to watch what I snack on.
Yep. And you just named two really good ones, honestly. Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can get yogurt parfaits now at some of these gas stations is a game changer. I feel that way about chicken salad, Allison. I'll go
100%.
In it. I'll go buy a tub of chicken salad when they make it at Quick Trip, and I'll eat it with a fork in my car, and it's phenomenal. Once in a while, I'll dip a Quest chip in there if I'm feeling crazy. I mean, it's just if I want a little texture. You know, so okay.
That is the one thing that no one is allowed to eat in my vicinity, especially in a car.
Is what?
It's a gas station snack. Combos.
I almost spit out my coffee. Is it because they're nasty, or is there another reason?
Smell
disgusting.
Is atrocious.
Isn't it just, I can't believe they're still on the shelves. Like, who's buying these things? Who is buying the combos and the Bugles? We found out Robin's buying the Bugles in West Bend. Who the hell's buying the combos? Oh,
that's what I thought.
Sarah and McGuanago.
Gross.
That's who. Sarah and McGuanago texted in. She's buying combos or popcorn. Sarah, miss me with the combos.
No.
It must be some, there, just, and I think of the, when you bite into them, the inside,
yes.
I can't even, I'm going to be grossed out. Combos are nasty. I don't know how you do it, Sarah. Same team, Allison, same team, okay?
Exactly. I'm sending my good luck and happy healing powers to DZ. We miss him. I hope he's doing well and the family isn't driving him crazy.
Well, thank you. He called in and gave a good update. I'll replay it right before Am I the Jerk at 9:30. How's that for you? Okay.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Have a great day, Allison.
You too, Allie. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Love
We're going to go. Love you. Oh, I love you too. I love it when everybody knows how we say goodbye. It's with a love you.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Jenny's in West Dallas. Jenny, I don't know if you heard that, Allison and I were doing the Midwest goodbye where we both were going, goodbye, love you, see you later, bye. No, bye to you. No, bye to you.
Oh, of course. I do that all the time,
too. Yep. We got to be the last one to say bye. Hi, Jenny in West Dallas. What is this I heard? You met one of my plastic surgeons. Is this true?
I did.
What?
I met Dr. Hassassian at work. So I work at Northern Tool and Equipment on Highway 100.
Nice.
And he came through, and I'm the cashier, so like I have to take everybody's phone number. Well, I came up with his name, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like,
how do I know this?
How do I know that name? I was like, do you know Dr. Korkos? He goes, yeah, Dr. Korkos is my business partner. I said, oh, my God, you did Allie's surgery. I listen to her all the time.
Oh, I love Dr. Assessi, and they're all so great. Was he the nicest? They call him the professor, because he went to Yale, and he looks like a professor. He's a hell of a surgeon, let me tell you.
He does look like a professor.
He's the nicest. This is funny, and he's like the silent one. He's really funny when you least expect it. So anyway,
he's laid back. He's so laid back. It's so crazy.
Listen, enough gassing up my surgeons at a loom. Okay, let's. Yes, I got skin removal surgery. Everybody, it's online. Go have a look at the new goods if you want. Okay, so where were we, Jenny? All right, let's talk about your favorite gas station foods. What are they? Seriously, your
go-to. Well, first of all, I gotta say, DZ, hope you get better. I love listening to you guys in the morning.
Thank you.
Hope you get better.
Thank you.
And second of all, to your question about the beef jerky that are just like the single strips, yes, it is still considered jerky. That's not a beef stick.
Yes.
My cousin used to work at Jack Link's, so that's how I know.
Wait, you had an inn at Jack Link's?
Oh, I did, and it was amazing. Every year for the holidays, he'd come down, he'd ask us what we want, and he would just bring us a bunch of beef jerky.
I'm sweating. I'm thinking, I'm getting the meat sweats thinking about it. It's that amazing. Okay. Love that for you. Okay. So it does count as beef jerky. I appreciate that. What else you got for me? What else?
That is my go-to. Now, if I have my daughter, it's everything and anything. She's five, so she wants everything and anything in the store. Ice cream, the candy, whatever. But my major go-to is the beef sticks as well.
Yeah.
But I do like the Bugles, too.
That's so, you know, Bugles were good. I mean, I can get behind those. The combo's disgusting, but the Bugles were good. I ate them all the time when I was a kid. They're phenomenal if you like them.
I have to stick them on my fingers as witch claws.
That's what Carl in Indy texted, and he said that they're to make great nails. That's what you do with Bugles. You make nails out of them. Hysterical. You guys are funny. All right, Ginny, thanks for calling. Have a great day in West Allis, all right?
You too. Oh, yeah. Hi, Sassy Thunder. I love you. Bye.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Yeah. Bye. Oh my gosh. Dude, you guys are the best. Our listeners are so damn funny. Last but not least, speaking of funny people, he called 5 days in a row, got his own theme song. Bring Roger in Milwaukee. Oh. It's hard to hear you. I'm having trouble hearing you, Roger. Damn. Hi. Is your phone? Oh, there we go. Is it better now?
No.
There we go. I don't know.
phone out.
It sounded a little funny there. What's your go-to gas station snack, Roger?
Chicken strips.
Hey. Oh, you're going to the hot bar. You went straight to the hot bar. It's almost like cheating, right, Roger? I don't know if the hot bar counts.
Okay, beef sticks.
You know what? You had me at beef sticks. Say less.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.